And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. By the way, coming up tomorrow on our show, a conversation with the Pulitzer Prize-winning best-selling author Elizabeth Strout. She's the author of Olive Kittredge, My Name is Lucy Barton, and other acclaimed novels. Her new novel was published just on Tuesday. It's called O. William, and we'll talk about it tomorrow on Midday. Now we turn our attention to a program at the University of Maryland, Baltimore that seeks to address the lack of diversity in the biomedical field by inspiring students to pursue STEM-based careers. It's called the CURE Scholars Program. CURE, C-U-R-E, stands for Continuing Umbrella of Research Experiences. And the UMB CURE Scholars Program partners with three West Baltimore public schools, offering mentorship and experiences to kids beginning in middle school. On Monday night, MPT will air a documentary film that features students in the program called 10th and 11th Grade, West Baltimore. In a few minutes, we'll meet the director of the CURE Scholars Program. But first, I spoke earlier this week with Princea Sanders, a senior at Western High School, and Yvonne Lamos Sanchez, the college and career specialist at CURE, who's been helping Princea with her college applications. Here's that conversation. Princea, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
So you're a senior at Western High School. You've been in the CURE program for a while. When did you first start?
I started with CURE in about sixth grade, like early sixth grade, like the first month. And I'm still in it to this day.
Yeah, good for you. And what do you think are the standout moments for you? What has the program meant to you?
There's a lot of highlights. So my birthday, because through the CURE program, we get a set of mentors, right? So one of my mentors, Dr. Elsie Stein, she, for my birthday, took me to an OR, and I got to see a gallbladder removal. And that was literally a highlight of all of CURE. Went to my first basketball game with one of my mentors. It was the Wizards versus somebody. And it was a lot more stuff just like that. We just have fun while learning about medical things.
Yeah, that's great. Boy, it sounds like a lot of really interesting experiences. And Yvonne Lamas Sanchez, you're Princea's mentor, and you're helping her and others in the CURE program in the process of getting into college. Talk about what that process is like for students like Princea.
Yeah, most definitely. So I've thankfully been able to work with Princea since her junior year. And so since her junior year, we've been able to plan for this time, especially because it's high intensity with college applications, deadlines, and scholarships. So we've done some preparation over the summer. So I've been able to work with Princea on her resume, her personal essay, her college and university list. So that way we could use this time in the fall to focus on fine detailing her statements, her extracurricular activities, and all those things. So it's been a great experience.
And Princea, are you planning at this point in your life, and again, you don't have to make a solid determination about this yet, but I mean, are you thinking about a career in a science-related field, a medical-related field? What are you thinking in terms of career options for you looking down the road?
In terms of career options, I was thinking about anesthesia or professor of psychology.
And can you identify what it is about anesthesia, about being in the OR, or psychology? What are the things that appeal to you the most about those fields?
Psychology, it just seems more fun overall. And it's like you get to learn about the brain, why people act the way they do, and just look about real life situations. And anesthesia, it's putting people to sleep, and you get the help. Like people may think like, oh, you're just putting people to sleep. But in actuality, the reason why a lot of people are more comfortable getting surgery is because of that anesthesia.
And Yvonne Lamas Sanchez, when it comes to coming up with that college list for Princea and for the other students, what are the challenges in that regard? I mean, there's a cost factor to education, there's a distance and geography factor. How do your students like Princea negotiate those challenges?
Definitely. So I think that a lot of that came in the planning process. So I was able to create an Excel sheet for each of our students. We work collaboratively on a Google Drive. So each student has a Google Drive folder where their materials are accessible to them and to myself and to any other mentor or advisor that they have that we want to share the materials with. And so the Excel sheet details everything from like the acceptance rates of the institution to like their average SAT score, ACT score, distance from their home zip code, major if it's offered. So, for instance, Princea is interested in anesthesiology or psychology. So, for her schools, we made sure that the schools that she was interested in, that they included or they have psychology or biology as a major. And if they didn't, then that would sort of help us fine-tune our college list. I would say the difficult part is when, students have sort of not as much of an idea of what they want to do or where they want to go. But I think that with this process, we're still able to sort of fine-tune and create an effective list.
Yeah, and Princea, I wonder, given the fact that you've been dealing with school and everything in life in this pandemic for the last, almost 2 years, has the fact of the pandemic and the adjustments that you've had to make, has that changed your thinking about a career in medicine and a career, in the medical, the biomedical field, as you've seen people negotiate all the challenges of COVID-19?
Well, yes and no, because during COVID is when I decided to shift, because I just wanted to be an anesthesiologist up until COVID, but COVID wasn't the reason that I changed, that I changed my mind. The reason I changed my mind is just because, mainly just because I wanted to, but I just had a lot more time to think on it because I had more time with COVID.
Sure. Well, you are allowed to change your mind anytime you want, and I appreciate the fact that you've taken your time today to talk to us. So thank you so much, and best of luck to you. We're all pulling for you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Yvonne, thank you to you as well.
Thank you.
Princea Sanders is a senior at Western High School. Yvonne Lamos Sanchez is the College and Career Specialist at CURE, continuing umbrella of research experiences. We spoke Tuesday afternoon. Joining me now is Dr. Gia Greer McGinnis. She's the Executive Director of the UMB CURE Scholars Program. She joins us on Zoom. Dr. McGinnis, welcome.
Thank you.
And listeners, if you have a question for Dr. McGinnis about the CURE program, 410-662-8780. Our email is midday@wypr.org, and you can tweet us at @midday_WYPR. So tell us about the origin of this program. I understand it grew out of a program at the National Cancer Institute. How did it come to UMB?
So actually, CURE Scholars is funded by the National Institute of Health through their CURE program, which is a national program to train the next generation of biomedical scientists. And CURE originally was only meant for high school level and above. And when UMB was forming their program through the vision of Dr. Jay Perman and Dr. Elsie Stein and others, they reached out to NCI and basically were like, hey, we want to do this for middle schoolers. And, NCI took a chance on us and said, sure, let's try this out at middle school level. And, it's been a wild success as we head into our 6th year here.
So talk about the schools that you're working with, ones at Franklin Square, Green Street Academy, and Southwest Baltimore Charter School. What is that relationship like? How do you work together?
It's definitely a partnership. We recruit from those three schools every year. And they're all very different from each other, but great schools. Franklin Square is a Baltimore City public school, very close to campus. They're really thinking about college and career readiness for their school. Green Street Academy has a great curriculum where they expose their students to STEM tracks and agriculture. And Southwest, small school in West Baltimore, charter school, they have a really great service learning-based curriculum. So all very different and have their strengths. And we really work together throughout the year to support our scholars. So we're always doing check-in meetings. Sometimes they have information on the scholars that we don't, and vice versa. Our school staff our staff often have office hours in the school. So Yvonne is actually at Green Street Academy right now with our social worker, Megan Anderson. So we really get in there and we do see our school partners as collaborators and not just kind of, we only talk to you once a year.
And how many kids in a typical cohort?
So we recruit 25 youth a year from those three schools.
And is it competitive? I mean, when you say you recruit 25 kids, you select who you're going to be working with. What's the criteria you're looking for? And do you have more kids interested in the program than you have slots available?
In some years, it's competitive. But what we say is we like to take the scholars no matter where they are in their academic journey. So we don't take, say, the highest achieving scholars. So we don't have the GPA requirement. What I tell parents as they're being recruited is, you know, CURE is not a club. It's an investment in your child's future. And if you're willing to make that long-term commitment, we're willing to work with your scholar. We also have a teacher recommendation from a science teacher. And we take the opinion of teachers and our school partners very seriously as we select our cohorts.
It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. My guest is Dr. Gia Greer McGinnis. She's the executive director of the UMB CURE Scholars Program. If you have a question for Dr. McGinnis, 410-662-8780. Our email, midday@wipr.org. And our Twitter handle is @MiddayWIPR. Can you give us any data about the impact of the CURE Scholars Program on academic performance for the kids that you've been working with? You mentioned this is the sixth year of the program. What have you found so far?
So we really do have a high retention rate from year to year. Scholars rejoin us at a rate of 80 to 90%. We have seen some academic gains. We have a partnership with Sylvan Learning the past two cycles. Sylvan will come and do assessments with the scholars, and then they receive tutoring services for the semester, and we have seen some gains for our Sylvan participants. So we're really pleased with that partnership. But also, one of the great things that we see in the scholars is also social emotional, just the activities that we have them do around what's called the STEM Expo, where they work all year to research a STEM topic. And then at the end of the year, kind of, we have a science fair where they get to present their information. Just the process of learning how to do research, the process of presenting to an audience, and the confidence that we see has really been tremendous from year to year as the scholars get older in the program. One of the things that we did this summer was a partnership with Becton Dickinson, and it was for our oldest scholars, and actually Princea was one of them. And one of the things that BD said was, you know, they really did a good job. You know, they could kind of handle this work. And the scholars were like, yeah, we've been in CURE for years and we know how to do this research. So, you know, we know that we have been benefiting the scholars and becoming these science leaders.
And we've talked now, you know, about the one of the motivations, one of the aspirations of the CURE program is to address the diversity issue within the biomedical workforce. Describe the scope of that issue. What are we talking about when it comes to people of color being involved in, you know, the biomedical field?
Right. And that's a historical issue. Just the low percentages of African-Americans, Latinx populations in the field. And that was actually a big driver for CURE when they wanted to do this, because Dr. Perman was a physician, Dr. Sines is a nurse, and they're in the field not seeing the representation. And I myself are in public health. You know, it's really not as diverse as it should be. We really want our leaders to look like the populations they serve, and particularly in cities like Baltimore, where you have a majority underrepresented population. And so it's really important, you know, that we keep generating these leaders and that they can also see role models that look like them through programs like ours.
And you have a lot of mentors. I mean, as I understand it, it's like more than 180 people. Are they all affiliated with UMB or do you get them from other institutions? I mean, you have 75 mentors, or at least at one point recently you did, who were in the field of medicine. Are they all, where do you find them?
Right. So a lot of them are UMB graduate students through our seven professional schools, but we also recruit working college professionals, working professionals in the medical field and STEM fields, particularly through a new program we launched last year called Career Navigators, which is for our 11th, 12th grades. So we recruit specifically working professionals for that program to pair up with students like Princea, to help them with kind of college and career planning. But yeah, we love our mentors. We're actually at the Heart Walk this weekend and a bunch of UMBC mentors were with us. So we definitely take mentors from college level, but also working professionals.
And when the students and their families agree to participate in the CURE Scholars Program, what is their responsibility? What is the nature of their commitment to the program?
Really, what we ask of our parents is to make sure scholars are attending programming regularly. We have an attendance requirement where they have to attend programming 70% of the time. We understand that life happens, so we do have flexibility when you know, they're in distress or have challenges. We also ask that they communicate with our social work team when challenges arise. We also created a couple of years ago a CURE parent organization. So this is kind of like the PTA for CURE. And we had monthly meetings for them in person at our community engagement center before the pandemic and then on Zoom more recently.
And, you know, it's long been known that for a young person, it's difficult to imagine something that you've never seen. So if you are exposing these young people to people in the fields, people in the, I mean, how wonderful it is to hear this young woman, Princea Sanders, say, I got to go yes. to an OR and watch an operation. You know, I can't imagine that anybody who's a doctor right now didn't have at least, you know, the aspiration to do that before she applied to medical school. But it really is important that these kids get to see in action people in these fields and get to know them personally and have a clear vision in their mind of what it means to be an anesthesiologist or a psychologist or anybody in the medical field. It's really quite something.
Yes.
As we finish up, I mean, what's the biggest barrier to the kids participating in the program? What's the biggest challenge you face?
So I would say, and this is actually why we created our social work program, is that, you know, our families face a lot of challenges and, you know, sometimes they are having issues with housing insecurity and sometimes they have to relocate suddenly. And so I think, you know, it's just life. And especially in the pandemic, our families were impacted, like a lot of families around the country, with unexpected unemployment. And things like that. And so, you know, we really have our social work team to help support our families and those barriers. But certainly not the issue is their intellect. Certainly not the issue is their excitement. You know, we have wonderful students and, you know, we're just here to support them.
Dr. Gia Greer McGinnis, the Executive Director of the UMB CURE Scholars Program. Thanks so much for your time and thanks for this really important work. This is great stuff. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
On Monday night at 9 o'clock, MPT will air a documentary film that features students in the CURE Scholars Program, including Princea Sanders, with whom I spoke earlier. The film is called 10th and 11th Grade West Baltimore. It's also available for viewing on the MPT website, and we've posted the link on the Midday webpage. Coming up after a quick break, theater critic Jay Wynn Russick joins me with a review of a new show at Baltimore Center Stage. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall. Stay with us.
You're listening to 88.1 WYPR.